Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. An epic retelling of history comes to American TVs this weekend. Ken Burns and Lynn Novick's 18-hour documentary series, The Vietnam War, premieres this Sunday on PBS. The series tries to get away from the strict American perspective that many of us know in documentaries like this. It includes the stories and firsthand accounts of North and South Vietnamese whose lives were torn apart by the war.
You know, you have Vietnamese Americans, and particularly of the older generation, who have not really had a forum to talk about their trauma. And so just what I think has happened is you re-victimize. You feel victimized. You feel a sense of loss, and you have to blame somebody.
That's Tan Tan, host of Second Wave. It's a podcast produced by KUOW in Seattle and PRX, all about the Vietnamese-American refugee experience. The Burns-Novick documentary caught Tan's attention because her family lived it. By 1990, more than 500,000 Vietnamese had left their homes and emigrated to the United States. Tan Tan's family was among them, but once they arrived, in her family, no one talked about the war.
The war ended in 1975, and you know, every Vietnamese family has a different story. My family's story is that my mom and dad escaped by boat before I was born, arrived here in the United States in the late 1970s. And I think the war was just too fresh in their minds. I think they didn't want to burden us, their children, with that pain. And so I think it stopped a lot of them from talking about the war. Now, my mom and dad are very different from one another. My mother, her family was in the countryside. You know, they both come from the same village, Trang Bang, which is where Napalm Girl, that photograph was taken. And so they saw so much bombing. They lost family members. And so they experienced it firsthand. But my mother's way of dealing with it is to not really talk about it. You know, coming here to the United States, there was no time to dwell on the past. She needed to work and she needed to move on. And also, she's ready to live a safe and, you know, comfortable life here in the United States. My father is a little different in that he feels that during the war, he was not fully aware of what was going on. Information was not free-flowing, you know, in South Vietnam. And I think since coming to the United States as a refugee, he has kind of been the opposite, where it's not that he dwells, but he's very curious. He reads up on history. He listens to radio programs. He has tried to spend the last 40-some years just trying to reconcile for himself, just asking himself what happened and why did our side lose. But my parents are still very, I think they get concerned, like, are you sure you want to know this? You know, why are you so curious? And the older I get, you know, the more questions I have.
You know, one of the aspects that's explored in this film as well is intergenerational trauma, is the pain and the violence suffered by people of your parents' generation.
Yeah.
And how that's transmitted to their children, whether they're in the United States or not. Here's Lynn Novick, Ken Burns' co-producer on the Vietnam War, talking about that.
Hearing people talk to us as we've been on the road talking about the film, about how, you know, their parents went through something horrendous and unspeakably terrible and lost. People had to burn their photographs, had to leave everything behind, barely got out with their lives. It's trauma upon trauma upon trauma. And yet, to protect their children and wanting to move on and embrace what America has to offer, the Vietnamese Americans have done incredibly well here because of that energy and resilience and forward-looking attitude.
When you talk about intergenerational trauma, for me personally, I think I realized that the war was not over back in 2009 because I was subpoenaed to come back to Olympia, Washington and testify in a case involving my dad. He and the Vietnamese community of Thurston County had filed a defamation lawsuit against another group of Vietnamese American refugees who were convinced that he was a Viet Cong agent, a communist who was living among us in Washington State. It sounds completely ridiculous, but when I was in that courtroom and listening to all of these stories, it was the first time I heard my dad's play-by-play account of who he was before the war ended, who he became after the war ended, the loss of identity, the loss of opportunity. And he described the escape by boat, and, you know, sitting there in court bawling and kind of just realizing that, boy, you know, the war is just not over. The physical fighting is over, but it stays in your mind. And unless you actually reconcile and deal with it, I think what I saw through that court case was that, you know, you have Vietnamese Americans of, and particularly of the older generation, who have not really had a forum to talk about their trauma. And so my theory, and this is just what I think has happened, is you re-victimize. You feel victimized. You feel a sense of loss, and you have to blame somebody. And my concern is that in some quarters of the Vietnamese-American community, we start to blame each other.
So do you feel that you and other second-generation children of this generation, the war generation from Vietnam, have a role in reconciliation and preventing this re-victimization, as you call it?
Yeah, I think like reconciliation means a lot of different things. I don't think that it's our role to make sure that reconciliation in Vietnam itself, you know, happens. But I do think that we have this privilege of being educated here in the United States, of speaking English, of being able to, you know, look at history, examine history. And I think that we also have that ability to relate to our parents and to find ways to make them feel safe so that they can talk about their stories and own their stories and also support one another. And if we don't acknowledge and recognize our history and the past, history is going to repeat itself. And there's a lot that we still need to learn from the Vietnamese American experience.
Have your folks seen the Ken Burns, Lynn Novick film?
My parents have not, and it's interesting because I think my mother is, she represents a lot of those who are like, why would I want to relive something that I had to feel on a daily basis? But my dad is very curious about it, so he's been like, how do I see this? And fortunately, the film is going to have Vietnamese subtitles, which I think would be really helpful for a lot of older Vietnamese people to be able to watch this film and reflect. And it's going to be a difficult, visceral experience for them, though, because, you know, my father, for instance, fought on the South Vietnamese side. And so for him to see the North Vietnamese perspectives that are featured in the film, some of the Viet Cong perspectives that are featured, I think it's really going to test his will, because he, like many other Vietnamese refugees, have spent many years, I think, feeling pretty angry and sad about the loss of their country.
Tan Tan is host of the Second Wave podcast, American Stories That Begin in Vietnam. She's been watching the new 18-hour Ken Burns, Lynn Novick film, The Vietnam War, and probably her dad's going to watch it too. Tan Tan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.